The following is the realization of His grace, Damodar Chakra Das.
There is hardly a day which goes by without my thinking of Nandrani. Why does this little girl keep pulling at my heartstrings? I do realize that she is trying to tell me something. Perhaps the day will come when I'll figure this one out. When I stray in my thoughts, she appears to chide me with a frown. Uncle, this is not right. The realizations of senior devotees and our Guru Maharaj that Nandrani was the guru of her parents in an earlier lifetime and had come to bring them back steadfastly on the path of Krishna consciousness is a revelation of the highest truth. Nandrani was undoubtedly a highly evolved soul. She not only chose her disciples as her parents, but along the way she touched many a life. Although my association with her in this lifetime was brief and sparsely spaced out, she still continues to guide me along. At first I thought I was overreacting. Perhaps it was the material sensationalism to the circumstances in which she left her body. But it gradually dawned on me that this was not true. There are so many tragic deaths around of people whom we have had close association with. Nandrani is an eternal touchstone. Even after her physical departure from this world, she continues to touch so many souls. While trying to distribute her memory book, I inadvertently gifted Remembering Nandrani to a few non-devotee friends. I am astounded that those few are in Krishna consciousness today. What I couldn't do with my preaching, she did through the memoirs of her book. Proves that people who didn't even know her personally were inspired just by reading about her. What about the lives she touched on a personal level? Truly blessed are her parents, Anand Mohan Prabhu and Vrindavaneshwari Mataji. Anand Mohan Prabhu and Vrindavaneshwari Mataji ki jai. Another dawning I chanced upon was the reason as to why Nandrani was keen that I meet her parents in Dwarka, where we happened to be for the Rath Yatra in January 2000. She wanted me to associate with her parents for my spiritual advancement. My one selfish regret is that had she still been physically around, she could have helped our children reach higher realms of Krishna consciousness. How she balanced her spiritual life with her student life is an exemplary example for all those who are in anxiety and fear that coming to Krishna consciousness would deter them from their material goals. When Nandrani was such a happy child in this miserable material world, how happy must she be in the spiritual world? The fragrant flower has returned to bloom eternally. I pray that Lord Krishna keeps me alerted from the darkness all around with his little ray of light, Nandrani. Do keep chiding me to correct me in my errant ways, Mataji. Although I can never reach your level of purity, I'll keep trying. Just thinking of you helps in this process. Nandrani, Mataji ki jai.